Hey, welcome to the show, family. Motivational Monday. Big Rob and PA here. This segment, good brother. I know this brother. Go way back. One of the cats I looked up to back in the day, Big Rob. Yeah, he's a real one. He's a real tiger for back in the day. Jimmy Henderson down in Cincinnati, Ohio, joins the conversation today. How you doing today, Jimmy?
I'm doing pretty good today. Still a little sore, but other than that, I'm good.
I'm sure you is sore, man. Before we get into what happened over the weekend, I got acknowledged. Now, you went to college. You played baseball back in the day, right?
Played baseball in high school. Went down to Jackson State in Jackson, Mississippi, but Namar didn't act up, so I became a student.
But you had a heck of a pitch, bro, back in the day, man.
Back in the day, but, you know, didn't work out because the arm injury. So I became a student.
Yeah. So what do you do now in Cincinnati, Ohio?
Well, I work for the Internal Revenue Service, and I guess next week I'll be working at Innocent Spouse. I'll be helping spouses who've been harmed by their husband or wife.
Oh, wow.
When they file their taxes, so they won't have to get hit with that.
That's a department for that?
Yes.
Wow. I need your direct number.
Wow. Man, yes, say that again, spouse. Jimmy. Say that apartment again.
Innocent Spouse.
Innocent Spouse, you know, Department.
Mostly on the wife's side. You know, husband may own a business, or, you know, they just may tell the wife, just sign the return.
Oh.
And she signed it. She'll have nothing. She don't know what's going on with the finances. And then she get hit with a big tax bill. And she's liable for it.
Wow. It's tough out there.
Yes, it is. So then they come to me, and I have to, you know, it's okay. Either you going to be liable for it or not liable for it. But, you know, you knew you had $500,000 in your bank account, and you were spending money. You kind of knew. You're not that innocent.
Right. So you got to, and I know you have a very nice personality, warm personality, but sometimes you probably got to get a little rough then.
Yes. You have to just be kind of dependent. My wife said I'm kind of too, she said, God, you can be in customer service. I said, I am. She said, you sound so mean.
Because that's not you. I know you. You're not a mean
that's
cat.
Not me. I'm a nice guy.
But you gotta make that money though. Gotta get that.
Yeah.
So
I guess in college too.
Right. So
gotta
Jimmy,
pay them bills. Yes.
Yeah. You had a battle with prostate cancer. Tell us about that.
Yes. You know, I was going to get the regular checks. You know, but my father. He had a grandfather, uncles, and my wife's father passed away from it. So I got regular checks. And then one day I got checked. I went to the doctor, got checked. And I looked at it and I said, whoa, prostate jumped up. So at that point in time, I went to the doctor, to a urologist, and they did the biopsy. And I remember I was at work. I get this phone call and he told me, other biopsy, he said, well, I'll give you about a week. I think it was like 2 days. And he said, well, Jimmy, you have prostate cancer.
Wow.
So I knew it hit me because some of the people at work said, what's wrong with you?
Right.
But they didn't know I had got that phone call.
Right.
So about a couple of hours, you know, I just soaked in, you know, I called a wife, told her, you know, her experience dealing with her father. Helped me out, what we had to do, and she been there with me hand in hand. So luckily, we caught it early. That's the key. You know, I was always getting tested because my father and other family members getting tested early. And I had a doctor who had prostate cancer, so he always definitely checked us.
Wow.
So
I was complaining about that.
Was the best thing.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. PA gets checked regularly too, but for other reasons.
Rob turned me on when he came out of prison, man. You know, he was already groomed for that type of stuff, so it's pretty simple. They don't, he told me they don't even need that glycerin stuff they use for him. Anyway, but
so once I went through the procedure, then I had to determine out what type of outcome, you know, the corrections to correct it. And then my wife being RN, I really didn't want to go under the knife, but I got this procedure called CyberKnife, which is a high dose of radiation. And I had a friend that had went through that process, and he's doing fine. And so about, it was over a year ago, end of August. And I say, you know, at the time, probably was at a 7, over 7 plus, and now I'm like at 2.
Oh, wow.
So over a year, it won't go all the way down to 0, because they'd have to cut it out, cut into my body.
Okay.
But it should be almost undetectable.
Now, during this whole
time, it's going in the right direction.
Right. Yeah. That's great, man. That's a blessing. Now, during this whole time, you get weak during the treatment and all this?
You have certain side effects, put it that way.
Okay.
And I had certain side, you're gonna have some side effects. You got radiation, so you have, I had some side effects. They subsided.
Okay.
You know, they got better over time. It took a while, you know, it took some months. It wasn't like some months before.
So over the weekend, when you and your friends were able to ride a bicycle for 100 miles, family, yes. 100 miles. What did that mean to you, man?
Well,
that's major, bro.
that was an accomplishment. One, I ride with this group, Major Taylor. That's his son, Major Taylor. You know, Major Taylor was the black cyclist back in late 1800s. You know, he fought a lot of racism, but he's one of the best riders ever. And so I got a bike a few years ago and was riding, and an individual said, hey, there's a group called Major Taylor. You might want to join them. But I said, well, I just want to date you. He said, nah, I just want to Cincinnati now. So we've been up for like 2.5 years. So I started riding with them. But then I had the prostate issue, so I kind of curtail my bike riding. But in that time, you know, the founder Lamont and Doug and Joel and all those individuals, they decided to have some type of incentive to get people to ride. And they came up with a new kit to ride 100 miles. And it never cleared, stopped my, hit my brain, I'm gonna ride 100 miles on a bike.
Right.
So wow. I said, well, I won't get that kit. You know, but then he came up with the kit and I saw it was orange and black. I said, like tiger, so I'm not gonna think about that. So as individuals were riding 100 miles, you know, these individuals like Mark and Paul Walker, Joel, then they started thinking, maybe I might get through. And then the individual named Joel from Detroit, he said, well, I train people who want to do it. So we started training with Joel. And it got to a point where, you know, I think I could do this.
Wow.
And people were doing it left and right. And Darnell, a friend of mine, Darnell, did it. Individual Monica and Steph, they were just, I said, it's time for me to do that. And you understand, some of these individuals, they ride 100 miles, like, riding, like, they done did like 4 or 5 this year.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, this is like males and females. There's some female riders in our group, like Kim, the wife of the founder, Lamont, Monica, they probably ride better than 90% of the men. They're strong riders. And then a lot of people, a lot of the veteran riders, like Orlando, Paul, Joel, Lamont, they'll give advice too, how to ride. Just can't just jump on a bike and ride.
Exactly.
You know, you gotta be able to, you know,
feel your body as you rock.
And you know, these talking about individuals that can ride that 100 miles in like 6 hours. They done, some of them done it in 5. We got one guy, he did it in 4 hours. But he's like a machine.
4 hours?
He did it for a little over 4 hours. Under 5 hours. You know, these people, these individuals, they ride talking like 20 miles an hour, 20, 23, 5 miles an hour on a bike.
Man.
So that gave some incentive. They gave me some incentive or something. And then you know, one of the friends said, hey, it's not a marathon. It's a marathon, but it's not a race. You go at your pace, you do it. So we picked the date to do it, and I just went on and did it. Interesting, I was supposed to do a couple of prep rides before then, and it rained. So I haven't rode a bike for 10 days. So I just jumped on it. I said, I'm going to do this. And you know, when you first start off, you know, you got the, you know, the adrenaline flowing, so you're rolling. But that last 25 miles for me, that hurt.
That hurt, huh?
That hurt.
So Jimmy, that did you get any leg cramps?
I didn't get cramped, but I got sore. And you know, the seat is not that big, so that got sore too. And so I didn't cramp up because I drink. You know, I take 2 water bottles every time I stop. I fill up because I don't want to cramp up. Because I remember the first year when I rode with them, it was just, you know, these guys, they just ride. Like I said, they ride. So they pushing like 15. At that time, I probably didn't ride that fast. I'm 15 height, but they were doing like 17 to 22 miles an hour. And I'm trying to stay with them. It's 95 degrees outside.
Wow.
And I think when we got to mile 20 something, I think they was going to take my wheel. I was like, I'm getting ready to pass out. Paul said, I'm going to take your wheel. He said, I think I'm going to have to take your wheel.
Right.
I thought, got some water, got into air conditioning. They came back and got it. So, but it was kind of real concerned. I guess I had that look on my face. Right. I just couldn't ride with y'all like that fast.
So how many?
But I had to learn how to ride.
How often did y'all stop doing this 100-mile ride?
I think we stopped 1, 2, 3. I think maybe 5 times.
5 times.
6 max. Yeah.
Wow. Vic Sanders, I think y'all, I know y'all, if y'all wasn't classmates, y'all was close by, said, what's up, Jimmy Henderson? Great accomplishment, my brother.
Hey, Vic.
Yeah, Jimmy was, Vic out there doing marathons himself, so.
Yeah, I saw that. He run. I'm too old to run. My knees don't like that pounding no more.
Right.
So that's why I took up the bike.
Right.
And like I say, you know, the one thing I would like to say, you know, organization I'm with, you know, we try to get out in the community. You know, one thing we do, we rode in the Black Family Reunion Parade. This is a neighborhood around here, the Evanston Parade. And since you're talking about the prostate cancer, we also do try to get that to what we call closing the health gap. You know, there was something here where, you know, black and white, you know, health issues, you know, were obvious.
Right.
And so they had a thing where they had booths where you do different drugs, screenings for, you know, high blood pressure, diabetes, even prostate cancer. Oh. And just get some information on it. So we have several booths for that.
How important do you think cycling is to our health?
I think it's very important to our health. It's because one, it's an exercise. So then you get to see the community. You know, one thing I've learned, you know, riding around in different places that I didn't know. I live next to Cranny. You know, you just never would think about driving, but you're on a bike and just ride through and see. You know, I've seen some places I like to take my wife to, a couple of restaurants. Say, hey, let's go here. I saw this on a bike ride. And just different things you can see. I didn't know how hilly, you know, I know his name is Hilly. But riding the bike, you really know how to.
That's real right there. That's real.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not taking that route. I ride the bike. I got a few hills in me, Jimmy. After that, brother, I got to be on flat terrain, man.
Yeah. So luckily, that 100 mile was mostly flat. We did it on a trail.
That's good.
Which was good. I think next week one of our individuals, he gonna do it. And he got a hill. I said, you got a killer hill coming back on that, like the 80 mile mark. So,
I gotta tell you, in full disclosure, you have motivated me. The most I have done was 30 miles, and I felt like my leg is gonna fall off. You know, and I do it on a trail also. But now you have motivated me to say, you know, I can do 40. I can do 50. You know.
Yeah.
And because you're a little bit older than you got me by a few years. Of course, you're in shape.
I am in shape, but I'm getting there. I started, I think the most I did was 30 something. Then we did, you know, I was training with Joe with this guy. I mean, Joe did an excellent job with us. So he had done maybe 10 100 mile rides. So he trained us. You know, we started off doing 30, then I think we did 40, then we did a century, half a century, 50 to 60. Then I think one day we did 70.
Wow.
And I said, okay, I'm ready now.
Man, that was worthy of a post right there, man. 70 miles.
70 miles. And then I said, okay, I'm ready now.
Man.
And so,
that's major.
You know, but, you know, we did it as a group, you know. And when we did as that group, it was, you know, we kind of motivated each other. Now, a couple of people in the group, like Stephanie was with her. She could go. I mean, she could do 20 miles an hour, easy.
Wow.
So, but that's what I wanted to do, and I did it.
Well.
And so.
Well. You motivated us. Big Rob, I've been trying to get him to get out there with me, man. He done a few things with me. We done did about 5 or 6 miles together. What kind of motivation can you get of people like him who want to do it, but it's that the first, you know, that first, second step?
That seat. It's also that seat. That seat, bro.
Well, first, make sure you purchase some biker shorts. With the padding.
Okay.
Make sure you get the one with the padding. And let's take baby steps. Now, one thing, I will give yourself some motivation. Next year, in conjunction with the Underground Freedom Center here in Cincinnati, we're going to have our first club ride. You know, there's clubs all over the United States. Like the one in Columbus, I think they started in 1979. But we're having our first club ride with the Underground Freedom Center here on Juneteenth. Okay. June 19th. They're having a big celebration. We having a ride. Now our ride gonna consist of different levels of probably do like 10 miles, maybe some 30 or 40. No more than about 60. You know, a few people probably do a 60-mile ride in it. So we'd like to hopefully get groups from other cycling, you know, white cyclists. Hope get other major tailors from different cities to come. You know, it's good to see all the different colored kits there.
Right.
So, like, I did one with Columbus. Now, Chicago got a big group. They'll probably bring a large number of people down to ride. And then also they have the Juneteenth celebration where they'll have people with booths, vendors, probably have some concerts. Hopefully this COVID thing kind of subsides with all they can have.
Never know. I might make it down. I don't know about 100. Right. I see where I'm at by
the end. Get finalized how things go. Make sure you get the information.
And I can say this much. Cycling has changed my life. I didn't realize how fun It is. I cycle when I'm in Michigan. I cycle when I'm in Florida. And if I'm on vacation and they got a bike trail nearby, I rent a bike. It has literally changed my life to, it's making workouts so much easier for me.
And yes.
I feel different. I see things different. And brother, I can go to extra quarter now. You know?
Now, you know some more, another person sent me. You remember Willie McClain?
The name sounds familiar. Yes, the name sounds familiar.
Yeah, he did 100 miles.
Oh, wow. Another type. All right.
Another type. Right. Philip Cummings. You remember Philip Cummings?
Yes.
Philip Cummings, the one that kind of got me to it, because he does some cycling where they do 150 miles a day.
Oh, my God.
They do like 75 one day, 75 the next day. So
those wow.
got me going. And so I said, I want to do this now. You know, all the major city has major cyclones. Like Atlanta has this huge cycling event, black cycling event. And
I was like, but thank you.
I was going through my parents' street.
You want to send a shout out to your family in Muskegon before we go?
Yeah. Well, my mom, how you doing there? You know, she, matter of fact, she called and checked on me. Make sure that's how I was doing. Call my wife and make sure I was okay.
Make sure them legs are right.
The second person I called when I got finished, I called the wife first.
Right.
And I told my son, they said congratulations. And shout out to my son. I got one son graduating. The other one, he's at Canisius College playing basketball, college basketball. Hope they play this season.
Okay. Congratulations.
You see him on ESPN. He's going to do his right. thing this year.
Well, keep motivating us, man. It's an honor as a kid in the neighborhood. I looked up to you growing up.
Yeah.
I wish I could pitch like you. You were like our Vital Blue back in the day. You know, Rob? It was like our Vital Blue back in the day. And I actually played baseball for the Tigers. You know what I mean? And it was people like you and Ralph Scroggins of the world, man, that motivated us.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And much love to you. And I'll be watching them post, man.
All right. Tell your brothers I said hi.
Will do. Will do. Ed and Rob. All right. Take care, man. Much love, brother.
Take care.
Much love.
Yep. All right. Bye.